The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about some amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Today's centre of attention goes to none other than the centipede, so stick around as I repeatedly throw fact after fact at you about this creepy crawly, as it's going to be a long one, longer than the animal itself. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. Centipedes are scrappy, scuttling creatures that are found all over the world, found in a beautiful yet deadly array of colours, such as brown, red, yellow and black. Being arthropods, this makes them related to spiders, crabs, scorpions, butterflies, you name it. And speaking of names, the name centipede comes from Latin linguistics, with centi meaning 100, or pedis means foot. However, that doesn't mean centipedes always have 100 feet. Some can have up to 30 feet, whereas others can have up to a whopping 354. Must be a nightmare when it comes to washing their socks. However, these feet come in great handy, or footy, when it comes to chasing down prey that try to leg it from them, capable of reaching insane centre speeds. After all, speed is key in the insect world, especially if you're hungry for some literal fast food, consisting of cockroaches, spiders, worms, crickets, and so much more. And speed isn't the only thing on their side. They've also got a pair of ferocious forciples, which is a pair of fang-like front legs, and some vicious venom to help take down their prey. First, they'll wrap around whatever's on their grocery list before sinking those big old frontal fangs into the unfortunate victim, injecting a delicious source of paralyzing venom that stiffens them rock solid. And after that, bon appetit! For such a barbaric bug, you wouldn't expect them to be great parents, but they sure well are. At least, only the females from certain species. For instance, mother soil and tropical centipedes will lay an excruciating amount of eggs within an underground burrow, where she'll proceed to wrap them up all nice and cosy, with a long body, protecting them from danger until they've hatched. Now, I know what you're all wondering. What's the difference between centipedes and millipedes, you may be asking? Well, for starters, millipedes have four legs per segment, and appear much more rounded akin to their flat cousins. But that doesn't mean they'll get along, because centipedes have been known to make licorice out of them on sight. And, for our last fact of the day, did you know that centipedes glow in the dark? Well, kind of. All you need is an ultraviolet flashlight, a centipede, and somewhere super dark, ideally outside at night. Just give the centipede a douse in a luxurious light and watch how its body turns a bright neon green. This is known as biofluorescence, where an animal absorbs light or radiation, causing it to glow. If we were biofluorescent, disco parties would be a whole lot brighter and a whole lot more fun. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon, because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, with some more fascinating facts about another amazing animal, I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.